From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said Friday that the success of the EU leaders' agreement on migration would be judged by its implementation.
The leaders accepted three proposals I put forward. That is, disembarkation platforms outside Europe, a dedicated budgetary tool in the next MFF to combat illegal migration, as well as boosting EU support for the Libyan Coast Guard.
On the ongoing Brexit negotiations, Mr. Tusk said a lot had yet to be achieved. Spanish maritime rescue services have brought ashore 90 migrants pulled from boats as they attempted to cross the Strait of Gibraltar from Morocco. The route, the shortest between northern Africa into Europe, is gaining popularity among migrants looking to flee conflicts or poverty. The Spanish maritime rescue service vessel disembarked at midday on Friday 44 sub-Saharan African migrants, including three women, at the port of Tarifa. The deadly attack on a Maryland newspaper comes amid months of verbal and online attacks on reporters by U.S. President Donald Trump and others. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's one of the president's favorite phrases when talking about the news media.
Fake news.
Earlier this week in South Carolina, he went further.
The enemy of the people, I call him.
Sometimes amending it to enemy of the state. He tweeted thoughts and prayers to yesterday's victims, but ignored reporters asking him to comment. Asked if the White House worries about the impact of his anti-media rhetoric, spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said violence has no place.
Violence is never tolerated in any form, no matter whom it is.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. The search for 12 boys and their soccer coach missing inside a flooded Thai cave entered a sixth day Friday as rescuers continue to pump water out of the cave complex. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Overnight, rescue workers drilled through the side of a mountain that covers the cave in the hope that the hole would help drain water from inside. It was said to have been partially successful. On Friday, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha visited the site, offering encouragement to families and rescuers who have been joined by U.S. military personnel and British divers. But so far, there's still no trace of the missing kids. And efforts to find them have been severely hampered by heavy rain.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan. Reading a statement from the High Commissioner, Zayrat al-Hussein, spokeswoman Liz Throssell said the United Nations Office for Human Rights warned that civilians in Syria's southwestern Deraa province may be trapped in a siege-like situation akin to eastern Ghouta.
So now another supposed de-escalation zone risks becoming the scene of large-scale civilian casualties. This madness must end.
Throssell said the Human Rights Office had also heard reports that some government-run checkpoints were charging people several hundred dollars to pass through. The United Nations Yemen envoy Martin Griffiths said in a UN radio interview he expects to get the warring parties in Yemen back to the negotiation table. VOA's Amy Katz has that story.
He said he believed the discussions the UN had with the warring sides have prevented a major attack on the vital port facilities or city of Hodeidah. Griffith said the Houthis had offered the UN a lead role in managing the port if there was an overall ceasefire in the governance, and both sides accepted that. However, he said, talks were continuing on how to avoid any attack. Amy Katz, VOA News.
The airport on Indonesia's holiday island of Bali has reopened on Friday after ash from a volcano forced a brief closure and the cancellation of more than 300 flights. Mount Agung towers over eastern Bali to a height of just over 3,000 meters. Its last major eruption in 1963 killed more than 1,000 people and razed several villages. The UN Migration Agency snubbed the Trump administration's candidate to lead it on Friday, a major blow to U.S. leadership of a body addressing one of the world's most pressing issues, and only the second time that it wouldn't be run by an American since 1951. Portuguese socialist and former European Union Commissioner Antonio Vitorino won an election to be the next Director General of the International Organization for Migration, edging out both a top IOM official and U.S. candidate, Ken Isaacs. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.